Yeah, Kuf Nun Vav on the base. This last Gemara again that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to Avraham Avinu. He just says, Yemai Daitcha, Dekoi Tzedek B'mariv, that when Avraham Avinu was born, he was born in the Mazel Tzedek. And that Rashi says that the Mazel, that it's Cham then, Marov Rashi Shumokam Mitzayin, it's Shumokam when it's cool. And since it was cool, he wasn't ready to have children. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mardarno Mokminen Lei B'Mizruch, I'll take you out of your Mazel and put you into a different Mazel in Mizruch. And there's a Rashi Shumokam Chayim. There it's a hot place, and there you're ready to have children. This is what the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Miheir mi Mizrach Tzedek, Yikru'ehu l'ragli. That who changed into the Mizrach and from Tzedek, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it l'raglo for his own sake. Trashi b'shviloi. He did it b'shvil Avraham Avinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out of his mazel of Tzedek and put it into the mazel of Mizrach. So the Moro midu Shmuel nami ein mazel Yisrael. From Shmuel also we see he holds there's no mazel Yisrael. And the pshat and ein mazel Yisrael, like Rashi and Tosfos says, is that you could daven and with tefillah and with chusim you could change the mazel. Of course there is such a thing that if you're born at a certain time, a certain hour, you're born in that mazel. So the miri is mazel, but the pshat is there's a certain teva in the person. People have a teva. A person has a midah of rachmonis, a midah achzori. Depends like which mazel you're born in, what type of a teva you have. But avada, a person could change his teva. If he davens, or he learns Torah, he does mitzvahs, he could change his teva. Like he says, Lamosa, somebody has the midah of achzori, he's stingy, he's very hard. If he does the mitzvah tzedakah, he does the mitzvah trumas to maisus, by doing these mitzvahs, he can mishana his teva. So we have like Shmuel Nami, ein mazel Yisrael. It's not a thing that it has to be that way. It could be changed. The mazel, the teva could be changed. The Shmuel v'Avlet was a maisus, what's happened, that Shmuel and Avlet have a yasvi. They were sitting together. There was a man that was going to the Agam, to the swamps. Omalei Avlet l'Shmuel, so Avlet told Shmuel, Avlet Agav Rashi says he was a shame chochem nochri, he was a guy, a smart guy, hoyo. He used to look in the stars, and he knew this chochem of looking into the stars. So Avlet told Shmuel, Hai gavro ozel v'lo yosi. This person that's going now to the Agam, he's going, but he's not going to come back. He's going to die there. That a snake is going to bite him and he's going to die because of the snake. Omalei Shmuel, Shmuel told Avlet back, no. Ibai Yisrael hu Yishno, this person is a Yisrael, is a Yid, Ozil he'll go, the Osi, and he'll come back. That's what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, no, he'll go and he'll come back. So the Gemara of the Maisa was at the Yasfi while they were both sitting there. Hey, Shmuel and Avlet, they're both sitting together. Ozal, this person went, the Osi, and he came back. He's not like Avlet said. So the Gemara come, Avlet. Avlet ran up like he was so surprised. Avlet, this guy Shechochem, knew the Chechovim, and according to him, according to his mouth, he should have died now. So the Gemara Shadya Latuna, he took off his packages, Shadya Latuna, and Ashkach, Avlet found on this person, Ashkach Bei Chivira, the Postik Vishod de Batati Guboi. Hitati saw a dead snake in his packages, chopped in half. In other words, really, Avlet was right. Really, Alfa's mazel, the snake should have bit him and killed him. But vice versa, he had a schus, that the schus saved him, that the snake did not kill him. Is Omalei Shmuel, my of this, my avarata, is what did you do today? Like, what big schus do you have today that changed your mazel? Omalei, so this person said, Kol yoyme hevi marminon rifto bahadi adodi. Used to make a pool, collect together bread, that a chabur, a few people together, and they used to like always eat together. How did they have the food tea together? They would go around, collect a loaf of bread from each person, then they'd put it together and then eat together. So one person went around collecting the bread. And then we used to eat it. So this person saw that today, out of these five people together, one of them didn't have his own loaf of bread today. That's what he noticed. So this person would be very embarrassed. Everybody has to give a loaf of bread, then they share it. And this person has nothing to give, so he saw he'll be embarrassed. Is Amina, so this Yid, that the nice happened to him, Amina lhu ano kimno bi Amina. I'll go and collect the bread today. And what do you mean to do? Kimatoi lagabe. When I come to this person and collect from him and he has no bread, shavya nafshoi kamande shakilimine. I'll make believe as if I'm taking from him. And Rashi learns that he gave him his own bread. He gave his own portion in the place of that person. Today that person should not be embarrassed about not giving in the bread. So that was the schus that this person did. Omalei, Shmuel answered back, Mitzvah Avarato, you did a big mitzvah today. Nofak Shmuel Vodorish. So from this Maisa, Shmuel went out and made a drosham to Utsudoka Tatsum Imovis. By doing Stoka, doing mitzvahs of Stoka, of Chesed, you'll save yourself from Ovis, from Misa. For Loimi Misa Mishuna, it doesn't mean only that you won't be killed in a Mishuna Dikoifin, you won't have a disastrous, terrible type of a Misa, but you'll only have a normal Misa. No. Elimi Misa Atzma, it'll save you not to have a Misa at all. Like this person. As this person, according to his mazel, the snake should have killed him today. No, since he did the mitzvah stalker today, the mitzvah saved him, that the snake was killed and not the person, and the person lived. So that's the pshaf and stalker tatsumi mavis. But I'll call upon him, you see, such as that, even though there's a mazel, but you can be mishana the mazel. That's the klal of ein mazel Yisrael. If you do schusim, you do mitzvahs, you could change your mazel. Like he changed here, he changed the mazel here. Trash you lame misa mishuna or miyo misa haguna yomus doesn't mean you won't die a terrible misa, but a normal misa. Elam misa atzma matelis for noisen es chayim. No, you won't die at all from this misa, and you live. That was this misa. This person was zeicha to chayim because of the tzedakah he did today. Right. So the more midi Rabbi Kiva nami a mazel Yisrael. From Rabbi Kiva also we see the same Yisoid. He holds there's no mazel Yisrael. That means even though there is a mazel, but it could be changed because of schusim. The Rabbi Kiva Hebele Brata. Rabbi Kiva had a daughter. Amrile Kaldoi. That's the Drashi Chayzim Mikachovim. He's the people that have this Chochmut look into the stars and they could tell the future. They could see your mazel from the stars. So the stars people told him, Ahu Yoima, the Isle of Levei Ganano, the day your daughter is going to go into the Chuppah, Torek Lechaviro Omaisa. That a snake is going to bite and she's going to die. That's what they told him. It's Heavy Digno Amil Satuvi. It bothered Rabbi Kiva a lot. That he figured that he knew that when it comes to Yoyma Chasna from his daughter, she's going to die. Is Ahu Yoyma that day, the day of a Chasna, Shakalto Lemichvanto, she took off her pin, and Dostitsa Beguda, she stuck it into the wall, into the hole in the, hole in the wall. As, after the Chasna, she took off her, make her jewelry, and a pin she had, she stuck into the wall. Is Sarami, and it happened that Esve Bi'ena Dechivra, that there was a snake tack in the hole in that wall, and when she stuck her jewelry, the pin, into the hole, it killed the snake and went into the eye of the snake. Litzafra, the next morning, ki koshok lilo, when she took out her jewelry, she took it out of the hole again, she took out her pin, heve kosarech v'yosi chivra basra. She saw that the snake came out on the other side of the pin. In other words, she realized what happened, that the pin killed the snake. Omala avuas, and the father heard about this maisa, the father asked her, mayavarata, like what big chus, what did you do yesterday that you got saved? Omrale, she said like this, Bafanya in the afternoon, Osa aniya korabov, a poor man came and knocked at the door. He wanted some food. Devitridi kuliyama visudosa. Everybody was busy by nachasna, they were all busy eating the food. For leka de shemiya, nobody listened to this poor person. His kimna, I got up, Shakalti Laristana the Yahavas lead. I took my portion that you gave me. If it is Laristana Drashi Amdushna, some type of a Khoshva portion that he gave her. And Yavisanale, she gave it to this Oni. That was the schus that she did. Is Omalos so Rabbi Kiva told his daughter, Mitzvah Varata, you did a mitzvah today. And Vita Nofik Rabbi Kiva Vidorish, Rabbi Kiva went out and Darshan, Utsudoka Tatsumimovis. That by doing stock it saves you from Isa. Like here, her daughter, his daughter was saved from this misa that the snake was supposed to bite her, b'schus the tzedakah that she did. So the Maravaita, b'leim misa mishuna, not only does it save you that you won't die a misa mishuna, el misa atzma, will save you, you won't have to die from this mice at all. Like his daughter didn't die now, his daughter was able to live. Maravaita, another mice, with Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Nami, Ein Mazel Yisrael. From Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, we also have a Rai, he also holds the shita of Ein Mazel Yisrael. It means again, even though there is such a thing as a mazel, as that's your teva, that's what should happen, but it's possible it should be changed. Duch maisim toivim, duch tzedakah, or duch tfila, you could change the mazel. Could be this the reason why, so we always give a mazel tov. We always tell somebody mazel toiv, because in Klal Yisrael you could change his mazel. Even though the person has a bad mazel, it's shayach to give a bracha the same mazel tov, he should be zeich with a good mazel. It's shayach to change the mazel by Yisrael. We hold these mandiyamim ain't mazel Yisrael. It's not a thing that once it is in that mazel, it has to happen. The mazel could change. It's possible to get a mazel tov. But what's the ray of Nachum Yitzchak also holds ain't mazel Yisrael?
the Ema, the Rav Nachman of Rav Yitzchak, the mother of Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Amri lo Kaldoi, again, these Chachom look in the stars, told Rav Nachman of Yitzchak's mother that Baruch Gan Vehavoi, that your son is going to be a Ganef. That's what Rav Nachman of Yitzchak is going to be. That's what they told his mother. Is Loishav Kuhu, so the mother felt very bad, so she wanted to do something for it. So Loishav Kuhu Geluya Reisha. She never let her son, Rav Nachman of Yitzchak, go out with his hair uncovered, with his head uncovered. He always had his head covered. Some with a hat, with a yarmulke. Omrele, she told him, Kosi Reshecha, cover up your head, Ki Heichot Et Hevi Alocha Emso D'Shemaya, Kedei Yishav Yira Shemayim on you. This is one of the makaris to wear a yarmulke, always keep your head covered. As an Indian of Yira Shemayim. If you have something on your head, it's a midah from Yira Shemayim. So what was the Eitzah here? That the Chachamim here told the mother that your son's going to be a Ganef. What's pshat for a Ganef? You have no Yira Shemayim. You go bust your taiva, you want to steal, you steal. So the Eitzah was, make sure he always wears a yarmulke, he always has something on his head, so he'll always have Yira Shemayim, and that will save him from this Midira. There's also Raya to the Miri. But the Miri learns that the mazel of the pshat is like it's a teva, the person has a teva of bid. But you could work on your teva, you could change your teva. If you do good things, you could change your teva. Here also, she heard that her son's going to have this teva to steal, so she would ask you, made sure you always wore a yarmulke, always had Yira Shemayim on him. Oh boy, Rachman, she also davened for him that he shouldn't have this type of trash. Your boy Rachman, Vikash Rachman, Shla Yishkat Becho Yetzahara. The mother was Mavakish Rachman for him that the Yetzahara should not be Sherlit on her son. Again, even though the mazel was it should be Sherlit, but she was Mavakish Rachman, the mazel shouldn't be Sherlit on her son. Yezamarle Hevi Yoda Amai Karmelay. His Nachum Yitzchak didn't know why his mother always told him, like always davened for him, not to have a Yetzirah and always to wear a hat. Like she didn't know why he was so makbid upon him. Yoy Mechad, that happened one day. Yosef Kagoris Tusei Dikla. One day, Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchak was sitting under a dekel tree, a palm tree, and learning. Nofo Glima Malavoy Reisha. So his hat fell off his head. Nofo Glima Malavoy Reisha. Her hat, that had Yir Shemayim, fell off his head. Doli Einai, he picked up his head. Chazla Dikla, he saw that the palm trees. Alme Yitzra, and his Yitzra now became very strong upon him. Like there's dates there, go and eat them, go and steal them. Sola Kitaka climbed up the tree. Paska Likibure Bishinei, and he bit out a piece of the dates. Trashi Kibura, Eshkol Tamarim, a cluster of dates. V'yadeko Leishaloi Hoya, the deckle, this palm tree, didn't belong to him. In other words, now he understood why his mother was so makfit upon him. That in his teva was taka to steal. He had a teva to take from somebody else. The cause the money had his yarmulke, his head on top of him, his yarmulke on top of his head. That he had Yira Shemayim that helped him to be Mizgabar over his Yetzirah. But here the mice was, the hat fell off his head, so he was losing this skula. So then his teva of the Yetzirah was boiled in him, and he couldn't hold himself back. So kids from here, he understood what his mother was doing. Rakopon, we see the Yidr Gisa, that only happened this one time. But the other times, it helped the fact he was wearing a yarmulke, and it helped the fact that his mother was mispalo for him, that he didn't become a ganef. So you also see the Sharia ain't mazel Yisrael. That even though there's such a thing as a mazel, but you could change the mazel. A person could be zeicha to a mazel toif. Yeah. So the Mishnah. Mechatchin esad luyim lefnaya behema. On Shabbos, you're allowed to cut up the pumpkins for the behema teat. V'yesha nevela lefnaya klovim. And you could cut up a nevela before the dogs. So what's the chiddush? It's a trash, yes, hatluyim, you can cut up a pumpkin for the behemah, hatlushim. Talking about the pumpkins are already cut off before Shabbos. So you're not doing any yisa deraisa. Usually, the dluyim is aimed for person to eat. So chura abizoy, it blives muksam for a behemah. Because dluyim, you can't eat raw, you're supposed to eat it cooked. So a person can't eat it raw, he has to eat it cooked. So if you didn't cook it before Shabbos, like it's not raw to eat for a person. Elamai for behemah, Stam is it's not aimed for behemah. Stam, you buy the pumpkin, it's for the yodim. If you change your mind now to give it to the animal on Shabbos, there should be a shala for muksa. So Rav Tanakam al-Khuri is Rav Shimon, that holds ain't muksa. This is not called muksa, and that's why still you're allowed to change your mind on Shabbos and cut it up and give it to the animal. Hu adin es hanavela, so trashish in estab lahayim, even if the animal died on Shabbos. Hu bein hashmoshes, come to say at the beginning of Shabbos, the animal was alive, and I so madly yodim. It was a good, healthy cow. He's supposed to live. And the mal of beginning of Shabbos, what do you have that to do with a healthy cow? Later, after Shabbos, shechted for an adam. but you don't have das then to give it to an animal. So Khuri, you didn't have das to the animal shublai muksa. Still, the afilu achi mechatzchon. Still, the Tanakama holds like a b'shimin that you're allowed to cut up the meat. We don't know from this type of a muksa. Since you didn't do a maisa to be dachi b'dayim, you didn't set it aside. It's just there. Just you didn't have a positive das to use it. We hold ain muksa. We have Yehuda Aymado, we have Yehuda holds no, let's have Yehuda Shita. Imloy Hois and Nevelim Erev Shabbos. If the Behemah did not die Erev Shabbos, at the beginning of Shabbos, the Behemah was still alive. So this Behemah was Omer for an Odom teach from it, and not to give it to a Behemah. So it's like Muksa, you had no Zdat to give it to the animal. It's Taka Asura, you're not allowed to cut it up to the animal. It's Muksa, you can't touch it. The why? Lefi Shena Minamuchin, it's Muksa. It's not Minamuchin, you didn't prepare it before Shabbos, it was Muksa. This is the Machlekes, the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. If Yehuda holds Muksa, that means you can't use anything unless you have positive Das before Shabbos. Or else we say Stam Das is to use it. Then you're allowed to use it. But anything you don't have Das to use before Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Muksa. Rabbi Shimon says no. Even though the Behemah didn't die before Shabbos, she didn't have positive Das to give it to the animal. But so what? You also didn't do a Maisa Dachi B'dayim. You didn't do anything with your hands like shoving it away, saying you're not going to use it. Therefore, it's not muksa according to Reb Shimon. So, the Gemara Itma, Omar Ula Halacha Reb Yehuda. He guards Halacha Reb Yehuda. First, Rashi did have the first girsa. Of Omar Rash Lakish, no, Shmuel Omar Halacha Reb Shimon. But Shmuel says he Halacha Reb Shimon. What's the Machlokes? Who do we pass like? Chur that's the Machlokes in the Mishnah, the Tanakama and Reb Yehuda. So, Shaila, who we pass like? So the Mara Be'af Rav Sav Halacha Reb Yehuda. Rav also passes like Reb Yehuda that he's Machmir and Muksa. What's the raya? Me the karchi de zuzi. The Gemara we had before. Karchi de zuzi, Rashi says, that's machzolis, mats, who are suyas lesvinus, that you make it for the ship, for the cargo on the ship. Lechasa from machtiya shebatechen. If you have merchandise on the ship, and you want to cover up the merchandise, so you have special mats you put on top of the merchandise. So the chur, that's muksa. Like you have no das to mishtamish with it on Shabbos. It's usually set aside to you to cover merchandise, which is like muksa on Shabbos. So therefore, Rav says that's called muksa. So it's a raya. Rav also holds like Reb Yehuda. As we're saying, V'yaf Rav sabalach Reb Yehuda, mi dekarchi dezuzi, de Rav also. Rav says, there's muksa, now let us touch these mats. Because even though you didn't have das to throw it away, but you didn't have das to use them on Shabbos, it lives muksa. Abba Shmuel Shari, Shmuel says no, Shmuel holds this muksa, because Shmuel paskins like Reb Shimon, at a Tanakam and now Mishnah. That calls the man, you weren't dach yibadayim, you didn't set it aside. You just didn't have a ferish adas to use it, it's still mutter. So the Mara V'yaf Levi Sovar Halacha Reb Yehuda. Levi also paskins l'chumra, like Reb Yehuda, that yod yesh muksa. Ki ha de Levi. Ki hevi maisi treifosa, lekaime b'yoyim etoiva, on yomtiv, when somebody like made a shchita, and it's a suffix if the behemoth is a treif or not. So you don't know if to create this behemoth or not. So lehevi chazilo. Levi didn't want to be boydik, look at the animal to see if it was a treif or not. Unless he was sitting, Kikilosa, Rashi says, is Alo Ashpa. He was sitting by the junkyard. Shim Yirenu Treifa Yinichenu Shom. Because he held what? That Oblaib Muksa. So Mela, he didn't want to look at the Treifa because he was afraid. On the Tzad, he's going to see this Behemah has a Treifa in it. Come to Sois, the Behemah is Muksa. Why? Because at the beginning of Shabbos, it was a healthy Behemah. So Stamuz, it was Oymed for Nodzim Tidit. Now on Yomtif, you made a Shchita, and you found that it's a Treifa. So what do you want to do? Give it to the animals now. It's muksa for the animals. So since Levi was makbid not to look at a treifah, only in a mokum, that an tzad had passed him as a treifah, just drop it and leave it there. So you see, if it wasn't in an ashba, that he would have to move the muksa, he didn't want to touch the treifah. So you see, Levi also holds like a Yehuda from the Issa muksa. Why said the Yoma? Dilma loy mischashra. Maybe I won't be machshir. Maybe I'll find this baim has a treifah. Then it's like muksa. Because at the beginning, yomtiv, it was omer for an odim tidit. You didn't have das to give it to the animal. So since the beginning of yomtiv, you had das for an odim, not for an animal, it's muksa for an animal according to Reb Yehuda. Joshua filled the club in my chazia. The nishchata hayom, it was geshachtan trey on yomtiv. He's not allowed to touch it according to Reb Yehuda shita, that's also muksa. Because you didn't have a ferish of das to use it for the animals. Because as far as you're concerned, at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was a healthy behemah. You thought you'd eat it yourself. So Saraya Levi also holds like a Yehuda. Yeah. So the Moshe Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Halacha Rebbe Shimon. We pass on Rebbe Shimon, go to Kulan Muksa, that's Mutter. But the Moshe Av Ziri, Sabalach Rebbe Shimon. Ziri also passes like Rebbe Shimon, that he can be Mekel on Muksa.
the Tanan. We learned the Gemara in Beitza. Behema Shemesa, a behema that died on Yomtif, is lo yizazenu mem koimoi. Yet the Mishnah says they are not allowed to move it from its place. So the churu b'mashma, what it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's muksa. A behema dies on Yomtif. So the beginning of Yomtif, it was alive, and you're allowed to shecht the behema on Yomtif. So the mal you had das poshet for not them to use it. Now when it dies on Yomtif, Nodim can't use it anymore. What do you want to do? Just give it to an animal? For that, it's muksa. You didn't have that to give it to the animal at the beginning of Shabbos, the beginning of Yom Tov. So that's the posture of din. No, but Tirgum Ziri. Ziri says, what's pshan? That Mishnah, the behemah's kodeshim. He says, no. The only reason why you're not allowed to touch a behemah that dies on Yom Tov, if it's kodeshim. Kodeshim is the pshat Rashi. It's like it was a korban shlomim, a korban chatis. Rashi behemah's kodeshim. The asur rabano. Because a behema kodeshim, a chattis, that dies, it's also bano, for lechazi leklodim, you can't even give it to a dog to eat. But that's why it's muksa. But it's a diyuk, says the Gemara, avo bechulin, shapit dami. But if it wouldn't have been a behema's chulin, then it's mutter. Why? Because you're allowed to feed it to the klovim. At the beginning of Yom Tov, it was a chai, it was a lebedika, and you had das to eat it for nodim. So what? He doesn't know from the Yisra muksa. It holds like Reb Shimon, that since you didn't have a ferish adas like not to use it for kelev, you just thought some you're going to use it for an odin. But you didn't have a ferish adas to throw it away from a kelev. Therefore, it's not muksa. And then, if it dies on yomtiv, you're allowed to give it to kelevim, as I held Ziri. The Mishnah there says you can't touch it. That's not by the Hamas Kodeshim. Because that's also by no, you can't touch it at all. That lies emes and muksa. So the Marav Yaf, Reb Yochanan, Omar, Halachic Reb Shimon. Reb Yochanan also passes like Reb Shimon and Hilchas Muksa. That you could be mekel and you could touch these things. That's not real muksa. So the Gemara, Miyom Rabbi Yechon Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yechon the Paskins like Rabbi Shimon? For Yom Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon always says Halacha Kestam Mishnah. We Paskin like Kestam Mishnah. So it's like Rabbi Yechon. Halacha Kestam Mishnah. Now with Shvel Tanan, there's a Stam Mishnah in Beitza that's mashma like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah in Beitza says Ein Mevakim Eitzim and Akuris on Yom Tov. You're allowed to burn wood, you're allowed to make fire, and not to create the fire, but if you have fire going, you're allowed to add wood to it to make more heat. So what type of wood can you use? So the Mishnah there says, Ein mevakim, now allowed to chop up wood, min ha-kervis. Kervis there, posh, means the beams in the wall. Those are choshava beams. So drashi, mevakim eitzim min ha-kervis, so yesho kervis. You have a pile of good beams, ha-muktsois usduros the binyan. The muksa set aside to build a house with. You have nice, good pieces of lumber that you set aside to build, and Pashtaritz Chanyontif, you can't build. Therefore, these beams are muksa. So Mishnah says, Ein Mevakim. Now I take those beams and chop them up and make it into firewood. Hu adin v'loy min ha-kura shenishpura b'yomtif. And hu adin, if you have a beam that broke by itself on yomtif. So even though now that it's broken, it's aimed to use for firewood, but the Mishnah still says it's osur. Why? The Chura goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. That since at the beginning of Yom Tov, it wasn't a broken beam, it was a nice piece of lumber, so stam, that wood is meant to use for building. Now when it breaks in the middle of Yom Tov, we say it's still muksa. Since the beginning of Yom Tov, you didn't have das to use this wood for burning, nor metchila you had das to use it for building, so even though it breaks on Yom Tov, and now it's meant to burn with, still it's muksa. So it's a stam mishnah, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's for Rabbi Yechanan. If Rabbi Yechanan paskins always like a Stam Mishnah, so how could Rabbi Yechanan say we paskin like Rabbi Shimon? Here it's a Stam Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Trashi v'loy min ha-kira ha-yishoni, even an old beam shenishpura ha-yoin that broke today on Yom Tov. O mehashta, now that it's broken ta'ka la-soka kaima, now it's oimit to burn with it. V'afilu ha-chi yosa, still we say it's also you can't touch this wood. Ha'ilu ben ha-shmoshes lo-yiskav ha-chi. Since ben ha-shmoshes you didn't have that to use it for firewood, Ben Ashmoshes was still a good beam. You were using it, so therefore, blind is muksa. So it's a stam mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Ahu, for Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Masni Lo. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn that mishnah is a stam mishnah. He learns that mishnah goes according to a yochid. That the mandiyama, that mishnah is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And he holds by says like his father, Rabbi Yehuda, therefore it's muksa, therefore it's hasa. But it's not a stam mishnah. Even though Stamud is a bit of a kasha, because that Mishnah in Beitza, usually our hachro is that on Shabbos we pass like Rav Shimon ain muksa, and on Yom Tov we pass in Yesh muksa. We'll see in Masechta Beitza, the Gemara starts off there and says that since Yom Tov is a more kaldic yisur, it's only chayvi lavin, it's not chayvi krisis, so therefore the Rabbanim are more machro on Yom Tov ta'asa muksa. And Allah, we talk all that we hold this din is also on Yom Tov, even though on Shabbos we hold muksa is mutter. Sechur wouldn't be so schwer Rabbi Yechinen then, even though there's a Stam Mishnah in Beitza, like Rabbi Yehuda, because in Hilchos Yomtiv we take a passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's so schwer the Gemara's Kasha? The Vayis Tei Stam is like, says, we bow to Rabbi Yechinen, says here, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon Stam, it's Mash Miyol, like Rabbi Shimon all over, even by Shabbos, even by Yomtiv. So Miyol Tekasha, there it's a Mishnah in Yomtiv that says Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, no, it's not a Stam Mishnah, that Mishnah is a Yochid, it goes to contra Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara Toshima, I bring you Raya, Toshima. Maschilin be'yareimes ha'tevin. You're allowed to start taking out tevin or straw from a warehouse. Avoloi be'etzim shebamuksa. But you're not allowed to start using wood shebamuksa. Shebamuksa means that you have set aside in your backyard that you want to store it there till the winter months. So that you can't use now on Yom Tov. So this firewood, it's muksa only according to Reb Yehuda, not according to Reb Shimon. So Rashi, maschilin lahasik, you're allowed to start using straw to make fire. By Ramas Atrashi Atevin. Now, Kosalka Daitech Betivne Sori, the Stormila Soka. We thought even though straw is not aimed for burning, straw is aimed to give to an animal, but we could be talking about straw that got spoiled already. It's not healthy, it's not good for the animal. So Stamuze, it's aimed to be burning with. So therefore, the Mishnah there says, maschilin, you're allowed to start using this straw on Yontiv and use it for firewood. Because it's not muksa. Now that the straw is ruined for the behemoth to eat, it's aimed for burning. Avoloi ve'etzim shebamuksa. But you're not allowed to start using this wood that you had set aside. Shrashi avoloi ve'etzim shebamuksa. Shenichem b'rechova shachure beisai. Muksa means in the backyard you put aside wood. Ve'ektsoyim l'moisasov. You put it away separately for the winter months. Shrashi muksa means rechova shachure batin. The backyard. You set away like a garage. You set away in your backyard a special place where you can store something. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's muksa. Because you have no das to use it this Shabbos, you have it, or this Yom Tov, you have it stored away to use it for later on in the winter months. So Rabbi it says it's muksa. So according to Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Reb Shimon, that should be mutter. If I you weren't dach, you'd be dying. You didn't make it not usable. You just had dach to leave it for later. Have the Gemara name. Hossam, that Mishnah is talking about bi'arzi v'yashuchi. We're talking about very, very expensive cedar wood. To muksa machmas chasaron kis. And I feel Reb Shimon moider. That muksa is a muksa machmas chasaron kis. That means it's a very valuable piece of wood. And you don't use it for stam anything. So that's muksa machmas chasaron kis. That's the Chomadika Muksa. That lies like Dachi Bedayim. Like you have no, the 100% Daf not to use it on Yom Tov. Because you don't want it to get spoiled. So that Muksa, even Reb Shimon, is Moiditz also. So therefore, that's the Mishnah could also go according to Reb Shimon. So it's not Shver Reb Yechlin's Klau. That he passes like Reb Shimon. I to stam Mishnah. This Mishnah also goes according to Reb Shimon. So Drashi B'yasev Yashuchi. Erez Zocha V'yerez Nekeva. Shemdin Lebinyin. Type of cedar wood. That's Oymitz for Binyin to build with. And it's very good wood. So that wood tack is muksa even according to Reb Shimon. Therefore, it's no stam mishnah, not like Reb Shimon. Toshima, bring another raya. Ein mashkin, you can't water down, put water on, give them to drink, or water them down. For shechtim, or else make a shchita, es hamidburis. The behemoths that live in the midbar, live outside in the fields, and just come home once, you can't shecht them on yontif. They're like muksa. Trashim midburis means shiroyis b'yefer tomit. They are pasture outside. They sleep in Teichat Chum, but they pasture outside, they don't come home to the house. That's called Midbari, it's a blaze muksa, because you didn't have das before Yom Tov to use it. It wasn't in your house, you're not sure, come home at night. But the animals that are in your house come home every night to sleep or to eat there, so then you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov, because Tamazoy, they're in your corral at the beginning of Yom Tov, so you have das to use them. So Luchur, this is a Stam Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Reb Shimon, even the Midbaryah should be mutter. So what if they're outside? You didn't have a ferish of das to use it. But they're not muksa, you weren't dachi v'dayim. You didn't say that they're not roi to be used. Just you didn't have 100% das to use it. So it's only also according to Reb Yehuda. So Chorvayt, it's a Stam Mishnah according to Reb Yehuda. It's Kasher and Reb Yechinen. And for the Gemara and Echnami, this Stam Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. Of Reb Yechinen, Stomo Achrin Ashtach. Reb Yechinen found another Stam Mishnah that goes according to Reb Shimon. So since there are two Stam Mishnahs, it's not schwer why he passes like Reb Shimon. Where's the Stam Achrina? So Rashi says Stam Achrina Beisilul Choshev Kestoma. Even though we're soon going to see some Achleikis Beisham and Beisilul, but since the cloud is we pass can like Beisilul, so Beisham and Bemokim Beisilul is command the lesser domain. So it's as if there's a Stam Mishnah Halacha Reb Shimon. What's this Raya?
that Beis Shammai Yomim, we had the Mishnah before, Beis Shammai says, Magbiyim Miyal Hashulchan Atzomas Uklipin. When you finish eating your Suda on Shabbos, and you have bones on the table, or you have peels on the table, you're allowed to pick them up. Just how Beis Shammai. They're not called Muksa, you're allowed to pick them up. Or Beis Hillel Yomim, no.